KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are back on ABQ Connect. Be sure and call Indigo Mortgage for a quote when you are shopping for a mortgage loan. The team at Indigo Mortgage will explain how you can reduce your fees while getting the best interest rate possible. Call 836-5700 or reach them on the web at indigomortgage.net. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. I want to introduce everybody to Nicole Casanova. I got to know you a little bit on Facebook, saw some of the cool things you were posting, so I thought we ought to have you come on and share about how you help people make their homes more beautiful. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Jim. Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, I really appreciate things that you post. I mean, you're obviously a committed Christian woman, and the things that you share with people are always encouraging, and I know you have that same word for our listeners today.
Yes, absolutely. God is first, always.
Hey, I want to read something to you that I kind of dug up. It was funny that before you came on today, you were talking to Brian Nixon. Our listeners are very familiar with Dr. Brian. He's written a book called Tilt. He's always talking to us about art and how he sees Christ in culture. And not things that most of us would label Christian things. He just sees Christ in all kinds of art. And he appreciates music. I can't remember what he told me. He's got a post-punk Christian band that he's doing now or something. I mean, there's always some new flavor with Brian, but I appreciate that. And I have a sense that you're probably the same kind of person. Let me read this. It's a quote from Francis Schaeffer in his book, Art in the Bible. He said, we have misunderstood the concept of lordship of Christ over the whole man or the whole person and the whole of the universe and have not taken to us the riches that the Bible gives us for ourselves and for our culture. And what he's really talking about is there's a lot of stuff that the Bible doesn't talk about. Like, it doesn't really talk about art, but it is for us.
Absolutely. Oh, yes. I believe all of the art forms are for us, for our expression and for our enjoyment.
And you are an artist.
I am an artist, first and foremost.
Tell me about what you do.
Well, my company's been in business 21 years, and we have several divisions. I do interior design, interior decorating, home organization, office organization, and decorating, mostly residential. I do commercial properties, but I focus mostly on residential. Mm-hmm. And I do outdoor living and landscape design, and I love all of it. My favorite thing to do is what I call redecorating, where I come into a client's home and I do a walkthrough with them and I assess everything they have. And then I pretty much rework everything and create a whole new look without a lot of purchases. And the most common response is, well, I would have never thought of doing that.
But it really is a collaboration. I know you use that word on your website a lot. So you sit down and you get to know the people.
Yes, absolutely. I like to get a feel for what they already have envisioned for their home, any issues they're having, what they love, what they don't want to let go of, what they're willing to let go of. And it's not me coming in and doing my style in their home. It's me helping them define what their personal style is.
That's one of the things I liked about your website. And I might have you give that website real quick.
Okay. Well, I am on Facebook. Okay. And it's Nicole Decor and Design. And my LLC is called Wingspan Productions, so I'm a DBA, Nicole Decor mm-hmm. and Design. And then I'm also on Houzz, Houzz, same thing, Wingspan Productions, Nicole Decor and Design. And you can see my reviews there. I have 31 five-star reviews on Houzz as well as my gallery of photos.
The things that you post on Facebook are interesting because they are different.
Yes.
So many times you see people, they do a good job and it's beautiful, but it's kind of the same. And that's not how yours are. That's what I noticed.
You're correct. My tagline is every style imaginable, and I can literally do any style. And again, it's not me bringing in my look. It's helping them define theirs. There are certain things you cannot mix together, but I find myself doing crazy things because the client wants them, and somehow with the Lord, I make it work.
Yeah. That's I've got to ask you some specifics because – you know, you're talking about a certain style where there's people like me. I was just telling the Millers who you met on your way out. We just had them on the first segment. that I am rhythmically challenged. Jen Miller is part of the new, or part, a new member of the worship team at Calvary Church, and her husband's executive pastor. I told him I was rhythmically challenged. In fact, one of our worship leaders at Calvary once told me, Jim, why don't you just hum? Because I was kind of distracting because I'm a bad singer. But I've so much appreciated worship, and I appreciate music, even though it's not something I have a gift to. But I think I'm the same way. I'm pretty good at stick figures, but I have no artistic ability. But when I see something beautiful, I really know it, and I recognize it, and it ministers to me. So there's a lot of elements that I don't even know about, so I'm going to mention a couple. How are elements like color, texture, and light, how can those improve our living space and make it more healthy?
Well, I find for myself personally and most of my clients, they enjoy having a brighter living environment, and unless it's a bedroom, of course, and you want to sleep in the space. I also believe mirrors are a great accent on the walls. They add light and increase your space. And texture, I do love working with, especially when I'm doing Native American, Southwest, a rustic ranch, East Indian. There's so many different ethnic styles that you can mix in rugs and baskets and pillows and blankets that have texture. And I think also working with lighting itself, having the correct lighting in your ceiling fixtures as well as table lamps and floor lamps. And, you know, my son is 18. He still lives with me. And when he takes over the downstairs, I come home and he's got everything lit up, including the ceiling lights. And we have very tall 18-foot ceilings. And I never do that. I like having the warmth of the ambiance of just table lights.
This is off script, but I can't help but think about it since you mentioned an 18-year-old. How much does sound have to do with what you might design?
Well, I'm not a sound specialist, and to be honest, within everything I do, I always rely on my experts. Mm. And so when it comes to sound systems, I definitely direct people. But I do believe it's important to have an environment that you're comfortable in, and most people aren't very comfortable in a lot of silence. So I think having a nice music system, sound system's good. Having surround sound for your TV viewing is great. So, yeah, sound is really important. And also the acoustics in the home itself. If you're going to do tile flooring, you're going to have a lot more echo and hollow. And I know a lot of people like tile flooring throughout their whole home. I'm not partial to that. I prefer wood or engineered wood or some sort of other flooring and then area rugs.
Mm. You mentioned outdoor design. And
yes.
We're coming out of COVID. We've got warm weather coming. I bet you that's going to become more and more important for your business.
Yes, this is coming into the season where I'm very busy doing outdoor landscape design and also outdoor living spaces, which I love. I enjoy tying the back patios into the home itself so that you feel it's indoor-outdoor connection there. And it's funny, 2 years ago, I grew up here in Albuquerque. There was a store named Roland's that sold garden things, and they had a billboard out that said Zerik, which is, I believe it's H-E-R-I-C, is not zero.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of people say zero landscape, and actually that's what they're doing. They're doing three colors of rock and calling it a day, and I don't like that. Not only does it not appeal to us visually because God created beautiful things, you know, plants and trees, but it's really bad for the environment. It increases the heat in the whole city. So I do Zerik landscaping where I try to incorporate a little bit of sod, which is grass, and then a lot of Zerik plants, flowering plants, and definitely rock, but, you know, within means, you know, not overkill on that.
Yeah, I would imagine the use of plants, especially indoors, is probably pretty good for you too.
Very good. And I'm going to be moving more in that direction, and I have been already. It improves your oxygen in the air. So with all that's going on with COVID, that's really important to come into a home that's well oxygenated and it takes out the toxins. Yeah. And they're calming and it's something that you can contribute to growing, and it gives you a sense of pride in what you're doing with it.
You've just received an award from Houzz, H-O-U-Z-Z, for 2021. What's that about?
Yeah, so that's my fifth award over the years, and I'm very excited and honored. And four of those awards have been given to me for best customer service, and they're voted on by the Houzz professional team based on the customer reviews. So I can't think of a better award or honor than to have my clients telling, you know, the public what a good job I did for them, because that means I am listening well and I am translating what their heart's desires are into their home.
If our listeners want to get in touch with you and hire you and talk to you about this, how do they get in touch with you?
I can refer them to Facebook, like I said. You can go on Google and find me. You can go on Houzz, and I'll take a chance here and give my cell phone number.
That's
if
up,
you want
to
write
up to
it
you.
Down.
Go
yeah.
Ahead.
So my number is 505-480-3797. That's 505-480-3797. And my email is NicoleCasanova04@gmail.com. Casanova with one S and Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E.
We're talking with Nicole Casanova. She's the owner of Nicole Decor and Design. She is a Christian designer and decorator and landscaper. Many more things. And mom.
Yes.
All right. We're going to be back with more from Nicole. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Johnny. And as Ken and I reflected over the past year, we listed various ailments I've wrestled through. Increasing pain, aging in a wheelchair, a continuing battle against cancer, a nasty bout against COVID. And Jesus was right when he said, in this world, you'd have trouble. Yes, Jesus promises that the Christian life will be filled with trouble. And G.K. Chesterton puts it this way. He said, Jesus promised his disciples three things: that they would be completely fearless, absurdly happy, and in constant trouble. But there's more to the story, for John 16 also includes these powerful words from our Savior. He says, take heart, I've overcome the world. Oh, praise God, Jesus gives you his overcoming grace for every trial. So whatever troubles the world is throwing at you, take heart. Jesus has already come.
Why do they attack us? This is Ken Ham on a mission to call the church back to the authority of God's Word. Over the past few years, we've seen an increasing attack on Christians and Christian freedom by atheist groups. I've noticed these groups rarely have anything positive to offer. They just attack Christians and biblical values. But why? Well, because atheism doesn't provide any ultimate basis for hope, meaning, purpose, or morality. They may pretend to have these things by borrowing elements from a Christian worldview, but they don't come from their own worldview. The Bible tells us every person knows there's a God, but that they suppress the truth because they're at war with God. There's a real spiritual war raging, and we fight with the truth of God's Word and the saving gospel.
Get answers when you visit our award-winning website at answersradio.com. Listen to this program again, view a transcript, or search thousands of resources at answersradio.com.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Holly and Dave Slade and their team at Dave Slade and Associates Realtors are sponsors of the programming on KNKT and our show, ABQ Connect. Call Holly or Dave at 342-8100 when you first start thinking about selling your home or buying a new one. Holly and Dave Slade at Dave Slade and Associates, doing business by the book, 342-8100, or reach them on the web at abqhomeseeker.com. I'm in studio this afternoon with Nicole Casanova. She's the owner of Nicole Decor and Design. Have to know how you got into this, Nicole.
Well, that's quite a story, and I do often share it with my clients. I grew up in a very difficult home, and my dad was gone by the time I was three. My mom was gone by the time I was four. And I didn't feel safe in my environment, and I had no control, as most children don't. So I started meticulously rearranging my bedroom every 3 days, I should say compulsively. And it just gave me this sense of euphoria and a sense of changing the environment and making it beautiful. And I remember by the time I was 9, there were so many holes in the wall, and they were plaster walls, I had to collect newspapers for the next couple of months, and I covered my wall in newspapers. So that was my first wallpaper job. But then at one point, my guardians said, go ahead and pick your fabric. So I started doing the bedspreads and the curtains, and then we moved to another home when I was 12. So I transitioned from only decorating into design. In that home, I selected the flooring and the paint colors and lighting and learning curve. 12 years old, I put shag carpet in the kitchen. Yes, I did.
I remember shag carpet.
It doesn't go in the kitchen, though. Within 2 weeks, it was full of grease. I'm just glad I did it as a child. So I ended up continuing to do the decorating and all of that in my own environments, but I went into the fashion industry, and I had a big corporate job with The Gap doing the merchandising and the windows and all of that. And then I went back into freelance, just doing retail stores, and I finally opened my first company 21 years ago, and I've been going solid ever since, and I just love it.
So there's people sitting back right now. Your website says that you do jobs from like $100 to $100,000, $100 to $100,000, maybe more. I give us some examples of that.
So, I run promotional rates throughout the year. My average hourly rate's $95 an hour, and I'm very fast at getting results done. That being said, the low end of that spectrum on the price range would be an initial consultation. And at that consultation, I always do very good notes, and I email them to the client before I leave the home. So they have all of my recommendations, and it, you know, like a schedule of what I'm suggesting we do with their home before I leave. Then when you get into the extremely high end, you're talking about often full remodels for a home, contractor pricing, the subcontractors, and it really depends on the client's budget and how much they want to do. I will tell you, though, if you haven't done any work in your home, it really is a domino effect, because once you start doing one thing, it kind of affects the other rooms. So you want to look at it as a whole right when you start your project, so at least you'll know, well, I don't have a budget to do it all right now, so let's do phase one. And, for instance, that might be something I just wrapped up in a home where we redid all of their flooring. And that doesn't sound like a big deal, but it's a very big deal. And I had the clients leave town because it's an upheaval to have your home torn apart. And it came out beautiful. We did engineered wood throughout, and then we did carpeting in just a couple of places, and it looked great.
Sounds like you got a big reveal when they came back into town.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be fun.
Oh, yeah. They were thrilled with everything. We did quite – actually, I'm still working on that project. Now we're going to be remodeling their master bathroom, but it's been fantastic. I'm so blessed because one of my main prayers is always, you know, please give me wonderful clients, Lord. And it is so important because it's a very intimate thing when you're working in people's homes, and I'm with a couple right now, and he just lost his mother. And I mean, the way the Lord puts me in these homes to shine his love and just love on these people. And there's a great saying, I can't remember who wrote it. You might know, Jim, but he said, preach the gospel at all times, use words when necessary.
St. Francis of Assisi.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful quote. And I try to really live that and just, you know, love people.
Mm. I'm one of those people. I know how to do sheetrock. I know how to frame. I mean, I know a lot about construction. I'm a pretty mechanical person, but I can go to, you name the paint store. I can go to Home Depot and I can say, yeah, I like this paint chip right here. This is going to be it. And I get it home and I just go, wow, that was the wrong color. Can you help people like me?
Oh, yes, I can. And if it makes you feel better, yesterday I went to a client's home. We're remodeling her bathroom. And I told her on the phone, go ahead and grab this color. And I'd never used it before, but it looked like it would be good. And I got over there and I'm like, oh dear, no. So, it's not uncommon even for us in the trade to struggle with color, and color is amazing, but color will change. If you have, like, say, a blue and you put it next to a green, it changes the shade of the blue. It's crazy how it works. If you have a color on your wall, you'll notice it'll change throughout the day based on the lighting. So here's what I recommend. I recommend Sherwin-Williams. They're my go-to design line. They are very good quality, and they have amazing swatches. I happen to have a designer kit that I bring to the job site, so having the colors right there helps tremendously. And then I do what I call a paint board for the client, and then they can go get their samples done. Sherwin-Williams has little sample cans, and they have sample boards, so instead of painting the wall in spots, you can actually paint the boards and move them throughout your home. And then also, I recommend you try more than one color and definitely sit with it through the day and get a feel for it. Lastly, ask Sherwin-Williams, what's your most popular gray? What's your most popular beige, etc.? Because they know what the designers are using. They know what the customers like, and that'll save you so much trouble.
Maybe this is unfair, and again, off script, so I apologize for that. But I'm imagining if somebody is interested in painting their house, will you come over and just consult with them about painting their house?
Yes, I do paint consultations. They generally take about 2 hours, and again, that's by my hourly rate. And again, I do a paint board for them, and I recommend if we're going to do accent walls or whether the ceiling will be the same color. There's so many details in paint and how you design it. And speaking of design, I have a great painter I work with all the time. She's a lovely lady, has her own company, and I do very unique designs. I'll often cut off a wall and wrap it around the corner. I'll add an extra stripe, or I'll do panels over a bed that make it look like a headboard. There's so many fun things you can do with paint.
You can look at something that's bland and imagine something different.
Yes, that's the gift I have from the Lord. And honestly, I pray before the job. I don't know what's going to happen. And sometimes things don't start moving until I start moving things, and all of a sudden they come together. And quite honestly, at the end of it all, I'm as astonished as my clients are, but how it looks, because I'm God's paintbrush. I give him all the glory and credit for this.
Well, tell me about the art that you do. Do you do art just for yourself and relaxation?
I'm a writer, and I'm a poet, and I absolutely love to write, and I've done it since I was 9. I also dance. I'm a professional dancer and choreographer, and I have had a dance ministry through the years. I'm a professional actor and model, not doing either of those right now, but love that. And I play a little guitar. I play a little drums. And also, my mother was a painter. Before she passed away, she was a very good painter. She did oils. So I did try a canvas and coffee at a church one night, and I did a pretty nice bird, I have to say. So I have a sketchbook, and I've started using colored pencils and sketching things in it, and also doing like goals and all of that all in color. It's very fun.
Well, I imagine that was probably helpful during COVID and lockdown.
Yes, I mean, absolutely.
You mentioned acting, and the people that I know have been involved in acting, they have to act. They need to be out and have that release. And I imagine this has been really a difficult time because live plays and those kind of things, little theater, Adobe Theater, all of these different things we have, community playhouse type stuff has been closed.
Yeah. You know, I haven't done live theater for a while other than ministry. And I'll be honest with you. I love live theater and I love the exchange between the audience, but there is nothing so fulfilling for me personally than being under the anointing of God and opening up that connection between him and the people watching. And just, and I know you've experienced this, if you're just under the anointed music team and the worship and the way it can take you into his presence, it's beautiful. So, but yes, COVID's been so difficult on everybody. And I don't know if everybody understands that there's this underlying pressure, especially here in New Mexico, because there are some states that are experiencing life again and they're mask free and they're getting to go to the gym and work out hard and breathe. And we don't have any of that here. And so you have all this current of stress that you're trying to ignore, but it's there. And then life with its challenges. So I think it's really important for people right now to practice a lot of self-care, be very gentle, listen to what your body needs, listen to what you need emotionally. Be courteous with yourself more than normal because it's difficult times. And yes, I feel everybody is a creative person because God has said he made us in his image and he is the creator. So I enjoy tapping into people that say, oh, I'm not artistic or I don't create anything. And I always find something somewhere either for them to start pursuing or that's already there.
We have about 2 minutes left and I can't think about, I've got this paint thing stuck in my mind. So I want to go back to color. Are there people that walk into their house every day and they're just miserable? I hate to use this analogy, but to me, it's almost like a hangnail. You keep, it keeps bothering you, but you don't take any time to cut it off and get rid of it. That seems like a lot of people's paint in their homes. That's something you can do affordably and help them change that.
Yes. Like I said, it's usually a 2-hour consultation, and then they can either hire a painter or do it themselves and save a lot of money. And it's, if you do it yourself, it is the least expensive way to completely transform your room.
But you even have contractors you can recommend.
Oh, yes. I work with many contractors, and I have a design kit that I bring with me, so I have all my colors there. And it's a fun consultation, and they always are relieved that I'm on board helping them.
And in some ways, it sounds like you'll save them money.
Yes.
Maybe choosing flooring, maybe choosing wood, tile, whatever it might
be. Yes, everything, because they often start and they realize they don't know what they're really doing. Now, some homeowners do. They have a natural gift, but the majority of people, thank God, don't, or I wouldn't have a business. And so it's better to get me in the beginning, at least do a consultation so that you don't make mistakes.
Spiritually, somebody walks into their home after you've had a chance to work with them. Do they feel more peace?
Yes, it's transforming. It's literally transforming.
Nicole, my excuse, because there's two or three more things I want to ask you back on the program, is that we didn't get through it. But thank you for joining us today. I really appreciate it. It's been a blessing.
Thank you, Jim.
Presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.